How to create a powerful incantation.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's 2017. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted and thrilled to be bringing you this podcast today. It's a good one. We're talking about how to create a powerful incantation. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the difference between an incantation and an affirmation. You know, when we think of incantations, we think of somebody sitting by a cauldron with incense coming up and saying arcane words that mean nothing to nobody, but they have some kind of magical power. Well, there's a little bit of truth to that, in that that kind of exercise or that kind of magical operation is designed to reach beyond the ego, because the ego can't deal with these arcane words. It doesn't know what they mean. And it goes directly to the subconscious mind, because overall there's a purpose or an intention to the incantation. That's not the kind of incantations we're going to be sharing with you today, though we could. We're not going to. Okay, we're going to share with you some practical incantations, and we're going to teach you how to create your own. And I'm going to try to give you a logical explanation as to why you need to do both affirmations and incantations. An affirmation is a belief that you are stating over and over and over again, and it goes through your ego, it goes through your conscious mind, and then eventually it seeps into your subconscious mind over a period of time. And that's why it's a ridiculous question when somebody asks me, how many times a day should I say this? You say it as often as you can. You want it to seep into your subconscious mind. The problem is your subconscious mind has guardians. These are counterintentions or counterbeliefs or fears or doubts. So when you say, I am attracting $100,000 a month income, it starts to work its way into the subconscious mind. But the subconscious mind comes back with, money is the root of all evil. Money is bad. You're never going to make that a kind of money. There's just not that amount of money out there. You would be greedy asking for that kind of money. Do you see all the kinds of thoughts that can come in? And that's just a few of them. So they kind of act as gatekeepers. And so affirmations have to be done continuously and for an extended period of time, generally. There are some secrets to making affirmations work faster, but we won't go through those in this podcast. So the secret now is to get, kind of do an end around, if you will, to go directly to the subconscious mind. Here is the beautiful thing of it all. Listen to this. The subconscious mind is always listening. It is listening to everything you say, everything you do, everything you claim you believe, everything you watch on television, and it files it away. And it doesn't really know the difference between fantasy and reality. That's why creative visualization is so powerful, because the subconscious mind believes it to be reality. And so it wants more of that reality, and it starts to figure out ways to manifest it. Okay, am I making sense to you? I hope I am. So if we could speak directly to the subconscious mind and we could give it a command, that would be the ultimate. That, along with the affirmation, which is kind of the front end, if we could also come in through the back end, we would have a win-win situation. We would literally be reprogramming our own brain from our conscious thinking to our subconscious thinking. And that's important, because if you don't believe it subconsciously, no matter what you tell yourself consciously, nothing is going to change. We're going to get into these affirmations here in a second. They're very powerful. I'm going to share with you the formula for making them, and I'm going to share with you some incantations.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction.
I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I want to invite you to come to Facebook and join us on Law of Attraction Solutions. That's our page. And then we also have a group that we've started called Law of Attraction Secrets. Join us. We're sharing information there every day. We want you to participate with us. Share your victories. Share your goals. And we're doing some wonderful things there. So Law of Attraction Secrets and or Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook. One's a group and one's our business page. Come and join us. Okay, thank you so much for subscribing to the podcast. And I want to remind you that this is the very best time of year to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Now's the time to put in your application and say, put me on the list. I want my 30 minutes. I want to claim a better relationship. I want to claim more love in my life. I want to claim more money. I want to claim a better business. I want to advance my career. Whatever it is that you desire, we're here to help you. But you have to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. So visit our website at lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Look at some of the testimonials and then claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. The miracle that you desire, it's waiting for you. This is your year. This is your time. Okay, we're getting back to incantations. Let me give you an incantation. Are you ready? I command my subconscious mind to dissolve any and all roadblocks, limiting beliefs, fears, and doubts in regards to any goal that I have written down. Ah, that's pretty powerful. Think about that. Now you are not just repeating something. You're not using an I am phrase. You're not saying I am this. You are giving a direct command to your subconscious mind. And guess what? Even if you're conscious, even if you're not in a state of hypnosis, your subconscious mind is listening. I command my subconscious mind to dissolve any and all roadblocks, limiting beliefs, doubts, and fears in regard to any goal that I write down. I put write down because I want to qualify between other goals and serious goals that you write down. So what happens is when you are focusing on that goal, the subconscious mind sees a fear coming up and says, no, we choose not to feel fear. We choose to feel confidence. So this is an incantation. An incantation is a direct command to your subconscious mind. I invoke the power of my subconscious mind to begin each new day filled with energy, passion, and gratitude. I love that. Now, here I don't use the command word. I use another word that means command. I invoke the power of my subconscious mind to begin each new day filled with energy, passion, and gratitude. Wouldn't it be nice if every day you started off with just a lot of energy and passion and gratitude and optimism? You can do that. I know you can. This is the incantation for you. Okay, so when you write your own incantation, you focus on your intention. What is it that you intend? And then you look at some of your counter-intentions, some of your doubts, your fears, your anxieties, your worries, and you tailor your incantation to overcome those doubts, to overcome those fears through the power of your subconscious mind. Let's give you another one here. I command my subconscious mind to increase my personal energy field, to raise my vibration, thus making me a magnet for love, money, success, wealth, and health. Oh, that's power. Come on, if you write that one down and you start commanding your sub, and when's the best time to command your subconscious mind? It's always listening, but it's more open as you fall asleep. That little place in between total sleep and being totally awake, that little place we call twilight, that's a wonderful place to do these incantations. So you will have to memorize them because you can't be looking at a card, okay? Well, your eyes are closed, right? I call upon the unlimited power of my subconscious mind to heal my body, to strengthen my immune system, to empower my circulation system, to awaken the abilities of my brain and my mind. Oh, that's an incredibly powerful incantation. And when you combine that with an affirmation, you have an unstoppable force. You've got to have the vibration, and the incantation will help you achieve higher vibration faster. Well, there are some examples of incantations we can help you with more during your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching. Absolutely free. We want to give it away to you. We want you to find out what your potential is. Yes, you can save your marriage. Yes, you can save your relationship. Yes, you can build a new business. Yes, you can make more money in 2017 than ever before. And yes, you can restore your health. You can do it all. You can have it all. You can be it all. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, and I want to thank you. Rachel's over here. She's doing a job. The podcast has improved. Okay, if you go back and listen to something from 2010, 2011, it sounds like I was talking in a tin can, and it was terrible. And Rachel has worked with me. She does the editing. She produces the show. So, you know, Max, he doesn't do so much. He doesn't do so much, but he's here. Anyway, we're here for you to help you achieve your goals. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Pay it forward. And get out there and do something good for someone, okay? Bye-bye now.
Now you can receive the spiritual guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams. This exciting new program created by Kabbalist and magical practitioner Robert Zink will help you receive angelic guidance on love, healing, spirituality, prosperity, relationships, increased finances, family, protection, and more. Whether you believe in the presence and power of angels or not, you will be pleasantly surprised at the level of inner guidance you receive from this program. Stop depending on others to awaken to higher vibrations and allow angels in your dreams to help you. Expect to receive the help and guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams by Robert Zink. Download your copy now. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Don't put this off. Get your copy of Angels in Your Dreams at lawofattractionsolutions.com.